Well, a very happy new year to you. Welcome back to our thought for the day. And we're beginning a series of thoughts for the day in the book of Joshua. So let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new year. We commit it to you, Lord, and pray that our study and reading of your word would be rich and heartwarming. Lord, teach us much, we pray. Help us, Lord, to put what we learn into practice in our lives and to trust you day by day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, a new year and a new book. And the book of Joshua is very much a book for the new year. Moses, who has dominated the last four books of the Bible, has just died. The old is past. But the children of Israel still find themselves in the same place with the challenges of the new in front of them. And in the Bible's layout, Joshua is the first of the historical books which sweep right through from Joshua through to the book of Esther. But Joshua isn't just a book of history, it's also a book of teaching. The God of Joshua is our God. He doesn't change or renege on his promises. And so we can learn great principles from this book for our Christian faith today. And that shouldn't be difficult from a book whose name, Joshua, means saviour. And of course, Christians, we're told in the New Testament, are God's new Israel. And so we too are in battle to possess all that God has wonderfully promised to us. But we do need to remember that the focus of the book is not Joshua, but the God of Joshua. And so the big picture lesson is not dare to be a Joshua, but dare to trust the God of Joshua, because he's the same trustworthy, mighty, sovereign God today as he was for Joshua. So we begin by reading the first five verses of chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, in these five verses, I would like to suggest that we have two things to look at. We have a promise and we have a presence. So firstly, a promise, and the promise runs from verse 3 through to the beginning of verse 5. I will give you, says God. Although the King James Version is more accurate, because what God actually says is not I will give you, but I have given you. God is using what we call the prophetic perfect tense, in which future events are so certain that God speaks of them as if they've already happened. It's just the same way, if you remember, he spoke through Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Speaking of the birth of Christ, which was still 800 years in the future. I have given you, says God. I've given you every place where you set your foot. And the geographic details that come in verse 4 are immense. They cover not only modern Israel, but the whole of Jordan, a large part of Saudi Arabia, half of Iraq, the whole of Lebanon, part of Syria, and all of modern-day Kuwait. But of course, at no time did Israel occupy more than a small fraction of all that promised land. Why not? Well, basically for three reasons. Unbelief, disobedience, and laziness. And what a warning that is to us, not to settle for way less of the blessings that God has promised us for the very same reasons. Notice in verse 3 that God had promised every place where you set your foot. This is what we call the law of appropriation. Yes, God promises, God even gives. But we must in faith take, we must set our feet out on the path and claim the promises. We must step out in faith. So first a promise, but then also a presence in the second half of verse 5. And it's really another promise. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, says God. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And this is what made Israel a unique people. God's presence was with them. And it's what makes the church unique today. That Jesus has said, behold, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. He is indeed to the true believer, Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a wonderfully generous and promising God. Lord, in your word you have made great and wondrous promises to us. We pray that we might never lose out on those through unbelief, through laziness. Lord, through not willing to step out and appropriate in faith all that you have promised to us. We ask it for your glory's sake. Amen.